Touchstone Theater's annual Christmas Card to the Lehigh Valley, the Christmas City Follies, runs through December 22nd, packed full of song and dance, silly skits, and plenty of merriment for all. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Touchstone Theater, 321 East 4th Street on the south side of Bethlehem, will again be stocked to the chimney top with music, merriment, guest hosts, and good fun. I spoke with J.P. Jordan, artistic director of Touchstone Theater and director of this year's Christmas City Follies, and ensemble associate Mary Wright, who again this year brings back her delightful creation, Little Red.
Little Red is back. She is so much fun. And, you know, it's great to have a chance to play with these characters over the years and kind of watch them evolve. One of the things that's lovely about it, too, is that the dynamics of the entire group that are in that room creating the show. Every year it's a different group of people because there's different apprentices. And so the dynamic and the energy within the room is different every year. And so one person in the cast might have an idea that they think is worth considering, and someone else in the cast might take that idea and just run with it. And there's a lot of collaborative work, a lot of people writing together. JP, you were mentioning that this year, more than any other year, everything in the show has had everybody's hands in it at some point or another. So there's very little in this show that is really just one person's standalone idea that they're just doing it themselves. That's, to me, the magic also of Follies, is that you have so many creative brains together that it makes it better.
It's a grand pollination.
Artistic director of Touchstone Theater and director of this year's Christmas City Follies, J.P. Jordan.
I'm really happy there's going to be some original numbers. It's littered with music this year. There's so much music, and because we have such amazing talent. We've got Mary there and Emma. And Emma, I don't know if you remember, last year did that Hanukkah mashup of the Christmas song and the Hanukkah song mashed together. Gary Warren, one of our new apprentices, has an amazing voice. And Catherine Krall, who was the double major in music and theater from over at Muhlenberg, is joining us this year. And she's just a musical powerhouse. You know, the whole Pan crew is there back singing, except for Daphnis, who is back in Hollywood.
This year, Touchstone is doing trading cards. You will see each day leading up to Follies and into Follies, there will be a different trading card that gets posted. I don't know that there's, I've been asking Emma, so if people collect all of them, what do they get? She hasn't told me yet. I thought that would be pretty good, you know, collect all the trading cards and then come get a prize.
As I said, it always relates to the community more than just being a holiday show. One of the most important things, one of the things that is really ingrained into it, is the connection to lovely South Bethlehem.
Yeah, it's we have the special guests are going to be back this year. All the community, pillars of our community will come and share the stage with Mary's one character, Agnes Chundelbatch, who in the last two Follies has given
really bad tours to Bethlehem.
And now she has a show on local PBS station.
She's made it big. She's got her own cable show now. She gets to invite a special guest on her show, which should make for quite an adventure.
And they're going to talk about the festivals in the city. Each special guest will come and let us know if they could have one special festival a year, what that festival would be.
She's an interesting character, I have to say. That Agnes Lee, boy, she's, you know, on a good day, she's somebody you would sit and have a long conversation or a long listen to in line in the post office. And on her other days where you would see her and keep
going. Turn and walk the other way, yeah. She's a lot of fun. She's someone that isn't really based on anybody that I know at all, other than imagining what a church lady from the 60s becoming a tour guide, what would that be? That's sort of where she started, and now she has her own life. But I think one of the things I like about Agnes and one of the things that you mentioned is that a lot of the characters, they really are Bethlehem-based. And in terms of finding a way to comment on the times, comment on things that have happened, to let people know that we're part of a community and that what happens in life can be turned into art. To me, that's part of what's lovely. And for me, as both somebody who has lived here in Bethlehem for the last 15 and a half years now, when I first moved here, everybody said, oh, you have to go see Christmas City Follies. Now, Follies had only been around for 2 years, I think, at that point. But already, it was becoming this established thing. And part of it was because it was based on reacting to things that were happening here. And so to me, it's like Touchstone's gift back to the community. And it's fun.
Touchstone Ensemble Associate Mary Wright. I also spoke with Artistic Director at Touchstone Theater, J.P. Jordan, who directs this year's Christmas City Follies. The Christmas City Follies runs November 29th through December 22nd at Touchstone Theater, 321 East 4th Street on the south side of Bethlehem. The show runs Thursday through Saturday at 8 p.m., and there's also matinees on Saturday and Sunday. For more information, the number at Touchstone Theater is 610-867-1689. More information also available at touchstone.org. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.